It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else, and you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
We're welcoming a new sponsor on board this week. It's Max Lure Company. They make lures and tackle to help you catch everything from trout to kokanee to steelhead to sockeye to walleye and more. Bob Loomis, the well-known sales director for Max, will join us to tell you the story about this great Northwest company based in Wenatchee. You'll want to stick around for the end of the show, too, because we'll get to chat with Ron Garner. He's with Puget Sound Anglers, and they are putting on their second annual Monroe Sportsman Show, April 20th through the 22nd. Before we hear from Bob and Ron, though, it's time once again to tell you what's hot right here in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you every week by your local Sportsman's Warehouse store on Everett Mall Parkway in Everett, where Ladies Night was a big success on Thursday, and many more events are coming up soon. You can find out what they are and stock up for turkey hunting and spring fishing by just going to your local Sportsman's Warehouse store. Checking in with NorthwestFishingReports.com, Rattlesnake Lake near North Bend was fishing well for two different posters last weekend. Both caught good numbers of rainbows in the 11 to 12 inch range, one using flies near the surface and the other trolling a Castmaster from his kayak. One note of caution though, watch out for a certain bald eagle who may swoop down to steal your trout as you're reeling it in. You've got to love that. It's seals and sea lions in the salt water and the rivers, and now it's eagles in the lakes, all of them bound and determined to steal those fish we work so hard to get on the end of our line. In Puget Sound, Marine Area 9 remains open until the 15th, and the limit for hatchery salmon has been raised to 2 blackmouth per angler. Last Saturday, state creel checkers contacted 224 anglers who fished this marine area who caught 73 salmon. Not as good as what's going on out at CQ in Marine Area 5, but it is closer to home for many of you, and not too bad. From the guide's forecast and from guide Jody Smith in the land of the Umpqua, we learned casting for surf perch has been productive along the Oregon coast from the Tillamook area all the way south to Coos Bay, and it's no doubt good as well on our southwest Washington beaches. East of the Cascades, the Seep Lakes opener happened on April Fool's Day at several bodies of water located in and around the Columbia National Wildlife Refuge near Othello. There are several hike-in lakes here, and the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife says North Teal Lake should be especially good this month, and they expect it to be kicking out rainbows measuring 12 to 20 inches long. Another good bet are the Hampton Lakes. You can drive to Lower Hampton and make a very short walk to Upper Hampton. And if you're looking for a place to stay, you would do quite well parking your RV or renting a cabin, motel room, or cottage, or pitching a tent at Mardon Resort on Potholes Reservoir. And while you're there, take in a meal at the newly remodeled restaurant and lounge. Last but not least, a reminder that it's time to buy your fishing license if you haven't done so yet this year, because your last one expired March 31st. You can buy it online at wdfw.wa.gov or go to your local Sportsman's Warehouse store or other sporting goods dealer. And now you know what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers 7th Annual Rendezvous is coming to Boise, Idaho, April 12th through the 14th. For tickets, go to backcountryhunters.org.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best, and what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook coast. It's not unusual to snag a 40 to 50 pounder. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
Springtime is prime time to head to Mardon Resort to fish, hike, boat, and see wildlife. Park your RV, pitch a tent, or rent a wonderful park cottage at Central Washington's Potholes Reservoir and go play outside. When it comes to relaxing and enjoying the outdoors, Mardon is the place to be. To find out more, log on to MardonResort.com. That's MardonResort.com to book your next getaway, where the fish bite, but we don't.
It doesn't matter what sort of adventure you're after, whether it's big game deep in the backcountry, a day of fishing out on the water, or an overnight in the great outdoors. At Sportsman's Warehouse, we've got the gear in here for what you need out there. Gear up for your next adventure at one of the Sportsman's Warehouse stores or shop online. Sportsman's Warehouse, America's premier outfitter.
Want to put a smile on your face? Start off by putting a smile blade from Max Lure Company on your line. Max smile blades come in different sizes and spin at slow speeds, not like those metal blades on other lures. Buy them separately or on ready-made rigs like the Wedding Ring Spinner, Double Whammy, Wally Pop, and more. Smile blades work for trout, bass, walleye, as well as other species, and when that fish hits, you'll have a grin on your face that won't go away. The smile blade, only from Max Lure Company.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we want to introduce you to a new sponsor, Max Lure Company. They're based in Wenatchee, Washington, and they sell tackle all over North America. With us here to tell you the story about Max Lure Company, born right here in the Northwest, is Bobby Loomis. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
So, Bob, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the origins of Max Lure Company and how it's grown to what it is today?
Well, John, Max Lure was really conceived by Vern McPherson back in 1969, where he created a trout spinner that he absolutely loved, caught lots of fish on, and that was one of their base products called the Wedding Ring Spinner. They were, like I said, based out of Rigdon, Idaho, and they eventually ended up moving to Leavenworth. They started growing, got more into not only the trout trolling fisheries, but steelhead, salmon, a number of other types of products, walleye, you name it, and had really just grew the business from, you know, that original part, the Wedding Ring Spinner.
And that Wedding Ring Spinner, that iconic lure, is still in tackle boxes all over the world and still catching trout, too. But the other thing that Max came up with that's been very successful is the patented Smile Blade.
The Smile Blade is an extremely good tool. It's an inline, ultra-lightweight spinner, you know, a basic attractor. But it is also offset when it's folded, and whatever's behind it, you moves back and forth, kind of like in a crankbait type style. So it works fantastic for all sorts of different types of fisheries. You can fish it down to as slow as less than a quarter mile an hour, and it'll still spin and attract.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. But next week, we're going to tell you more about Max Lure Company and their acquisition of another big fishing company out there that's allowing you to catch even more fish. If you want to find out more about Max Lure Company, look in your local sporting goods store or just go online to Max, M-A-C-K-S, lure.com. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more, all 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
There's a sportsman show that's going to be taking place April 20th through the 22nd. It's the Monroe Sportsman Show at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds. With us here to tell you more about it is Ron Garner with Puget Sound Anglers. Ron, this is the second annual show. What's happening this year?
Starting off this year again, a little bit later this year, a couple weeks later, return of the Trout Pond, which was a crowd favorite. We've got guest speakers coming up. We just signed up Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, so hopefully we'll have a little more hunting things there this year. This should be a lot of fun. We're still working on a possible beer garden for the older gents. This year we've lowered it to $5 per person, $10 for a family pass, includes four people, 12 and under are free, and active military with ID are free. We have fishing, we've got hunting, we've got all kinds of different things here this year, and we're hoping to expand this, possibly if they keep coming into the second building. There will be gear you can buy there, like last year.
And that includes Ed Surplus, as I recall, great little store, and I think you've got a Sportsman's Warehouse from Everett coming this year too, don't you?
Yeah, we have Sportsman Warehouse coming in. Cone Zone, once again, he'll be there, and he has quite a wide variety of different things. He's got the kill bags the insulated kill bags for fish that are we'll have Daryl Johnson, Far Corners Guide Service, and I believe he's going to be giving another tuna seminar talk. Looks like we got Vacu Pack signed up, where you can buy your vacuum machines for vacuum packing and the bags there. It's in the Winkle building. It's the big building in the middle. And you can see it from anywhere in the park. You just look for the tall building. But it should be a lot of fun again, once again this year.
Well, we are out of time. But again, folks, the dates, April 20th through the 22nd. The location, the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe. It's the Monroe Sportsman Show. It's being put on by Puget Sound Anglers. And proceeds go to this great organization that helps you with both fishing and conservation efforts. Ron, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you. And you can go to MonroeSportsmanShow.com for more information.
That wraps things up for this week. But we'll be back next Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m., and I hope you'll join us too, right here on Fox Sports KRKO.
At Leupold Optics, they guarantee performance. Those other optics companies, they just warranty failure. That's why every Leupold product has a lifetime guarantee. Think of it as a warranty you'll never need to cash in on. Find out more at Leupold.com.